Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know how parents who lose children make it. I don't know how they find air to breathe. I don't know how they do anything. I don't know how they manage any emotion. I don't. We love our kids so much, and when they fall down and break an arm, and we freak. And I can't wrap my arms around the death of a young boy in the prime of his life, Central Catholic, killed, murdered, trying to break up a fight at a hayride, doing something heroic. And the best we can do is we put up a $20,000 reward, but to this point, it has led to nothing, which is so damn frustrating. But Stephen Eason's mom, who is an amazing woman, she ain't giving up. And we're not giving up. And she's going to do, and we're going to support anything she does until there's justice here. There has to be. We're not letting go. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm doing well. How are you?
As I mentioned, for you, it has to be unbearable pain, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, crazy. I think I'm still in shock, you know. You know how, like, something traumatizing happens to your body and your body goes into shock?
Yep.
You know, I've been told that, you know, parents, when we go through this, our brain, the level of shock that our brain and hits our body from this tragedy, We're really, like, in shock at this point.
And he was murdered September 11th, and there's a $20,000 reward. The best I can tell, Chantel, is that it hasn't helped. Is that accurate to say, my friend?
Yes. You know, there's been some people calling in, but nothing really concrete at this point, yeah.
And you're not giving up. You can't.
No.
And you're going to do everything in your power. Let's talk about what you're doing coming up here that I love and we support fully.
Yes. So this Saturday, October 23rd at 12 noon, I am holding a Stop the Violence Peace Walk in honor of my son, Stephen Eason Jr. I've heard of a lot of, you know, parents losing their children, and, you know, now I am a part of it, you know, and I'm going to begin my journey of trying to fight for this, you know. Our youth, we have to find ways to protect our children, you know, and this march is definitely to try to help find justice for my son, because that is my number one goal at this point. But also, it's for every young child who has been tragically taken away from their children, and also all of the children we currently have here. Still, we still have to find ways to protect our children. I have to find ways to protect Stephen's twin sister. You know, we all as adults have to come together and figure out what's the next step to initiate some kind of change for our youth.
Because our children are dying. Let's be honest, though. Your son wasn't one of those quote-unquote kids. He just wasn't. He was the kid.
He was a good kid.
That's what
he
I'm saying.
He was a very good kid.
So he ends up dead because of the violence you're talking about. And, you know, the cynics, the haters would say, oh, cripes, here we go, another balloon release, another march. but no one gives a damn. It gets frustrating for people, does it not?
It gets frustrating for, you know, people in the fight, but I've been so blessed to have a lot of support. Unfortunately, my son is a high-profile case.
It is.
So if you hear his name, majority of people, 9 times out of 10, are going to know the story.
Right.
So I've, of course, even, you know, talking to you, you know, we've never met.
Right.
Steve Nasiro, we've never met.
Right.
You know, Mr. Bazzi, you know, and Carl, like, we've all never met, but this is all support that I have been receiving, you know, in order trying to help find justice for my son, you know. So I have been blessed to get a lot of support from other people. Some people do care, you know, and I honestly think that people are going to turn out to this walk. The balloon release happened to be bigger than I thought it was going to be, you know. So I do think people care. It's, you know, getting to the ones who know something,
that's right,
who is afraid to say something. You know, I think that people are just afraid, or, you know, the children are afraid to say something at this point.
Chantel Pizarro, Steven's mom, hey, you said something really smart. So the folks who listen to the show, they're not the folks we're trying to reach. Richard Bazzi, we're not trying to reach him. He's just a great man. Steve Nasiro is just a great man. The folks we're trying to reach, do you think they're reachable, or are they lost to us forever?
I think everyone's reachable. Everyone is reachable. You know, I don't think just everyone, even us, there's a consistent cycle of change. You know, everyone changes. Everyone grows. You just have to be willing to. You know, we never know what someone can be going through, or, you know, what button could be pressed that finally gets in someone's head, like, this is the right thing to do, or this is what I'm supposed to do, or this is my time to change. I think everyone is reachable. No one is past that point where it's too late to change into the right direction. It's just a matter of what will get them to change. You know, what is the thing that resonates in them that will have them take an internal look at themselves, like, I need to change.
I love you. I think you're amazing. I love hearing from you. I will do anything I can to help. We will post this on social media, but please mention again the details of this march, please.
So the march is this Saturday, October 23rd. We are meeting at 7100 Hamilton Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15208 at 12 noon. And we will be walking just a few blocks over, ending at 806 North Homewood Avenue, 15208. Again, the starting address is 7100 Hamilton Avenue, 15208, right across the street from the Carnegie Library in Homewood. And that will be our start at 12 noon this upcoming Saturday.
It's amazing what you said. We've never met. It's the beauty of what we do, how strangers become friends. And I will always be your friend, and I will do anything I can to help you. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate you, Marty.
We'll talk to you. I posted that, and we'll continue to discuss it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.